dragonfly out in the sun. You know what I mean. Butterflies all having fun. You know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done. That's what I mean. And this old world is a new world. And this bold world for me. And I'm feeling good. Stars, when you shine, you know what I feel. Scent of the pine, you know what I feel. Oh, freedom is mine. Oh, and I know how I feel. Is a new dawn, is a new day, is a new life for me, and I'm feeling good.
How is it that we've compelled ourselves into this world in which material growth becomes the primary focus of almost all of our endeavors? And what we find is that in many respects, the power of this myth, again, overrides all the data that suggests we've far exceeded the level of consumption required for a sense of personal well-being. There are volumes of letters written by people who were on the Titanic who survived, but they recall having argued with other passengers to get in the lifeboats. And there are a couple of accounts of people holding up the brochure of the Star Line saying, "Why should I get in the lifeboat? It says right here that this is an unsinkable ship." And that again is the power of myth. These people would obviously rather believe in the power of the myth than in the necessity to change their way of being and get in the lifeboat. Well, look, we're all looking for lifeboats now, and we should be encouraging each other to get in those lifeboats. Abandon the myth. If we keep behaving this way, the ship will go down.
Zion. Flying planes into buildings, got people dying. What are they really hiding? Don't want to tell the truth. The CIA's got bugs in my vocal booth. Keep the peace, turn the sheep to fleece. They got your son and daughter, both marching to the slaughter. Is it something in the water? Or what they told you? Are you a sucker for ideas that you hold true? Is it religion or the products they sold you? Maybe television is really what controls you. Choose the news, only give half the clues. Confuse the views, leave a couple loose screws. Don't snooze on the fact where they attack Iraq. It ain't about for weapons, it's for oil they lack. Who put crack in the ghetto, made AIDS to kill Kennedy. For supremacy, they take your identity.
This faulty premise that we can always keep expanding human population and human consumption of resources, how does that perpetuate? I think what it happens is this, is essentially you have this physical reality based upon the availability of fossil fuel energy. which essentially allows us to raise our short-term carrying capacity of the planet tremendously. We are able to now organize the resources of our planet to support more and more people and more consumptive lifestyles to a point where it's gone on for so long and we've met so many challenges that in its essence, we developed a culture that reinforces the idea that there are no real consequences to our actions because even if there's a short-term problem, we will have the ingenuity and the ability to solve it. The society in general then has generation after generation going back with that belief system and those set of expectations. And so to be able to turn that around when all anyone who's alive today can see is just, you know, this era of human progress that goes back into the past and they assume is going to stretch out to the future and is embedded in the laws and the habits that people have. It's just sort of a positive feedback loop. So there you see this cultural constraint then on change that becomes very, very dangerous because when that is challenged, it's challenging generations of belief and assumptions. And what happens is that those who challenge it are essentially putting themselves outside of their own culture. And that becomes very difficult to handle as an individual psychologically and emotionally. Because you're constantly going to be looking at your own culture and seeing, oh my gosh, it's crazy. It's crazy. And yet the culture will look back at you and say, you're crazy. And it becomes a matter of, you know, understanding epistemology. How do you know what you know? Most people know what they know based upon what their culture has taught them over time, unquestioning. And then there are people who actually have to study the raw data, and they're trained as scientists to have their belief system based upon evidence. And when that contradicts, you know, generations of belief, they're just like, hear no evil, see no evil, you know, please, you know, get out of my face, I can't handle this. And that became incredibly frustrating to me.
Death comes Louisiana, the slick black and brown, a dark storm descending on this beautiful town. Death comes Louisiana, a slick black and brown, and that oil keeps bubbling out. Death comes slowly to this fisherman's bay. There ain't no boats leaving the dock today. Death comes slowly to this fisherman's bay, and that oil keeps bubbling out. Death comes slow to birds who fly no more. They once filled the sky, now they're dead on the shore. Death comes to the birds who don't fly no more, and that oil keeps bubbling out. Death comes to the shrimp who once filled this sea. The water once pure, now is diseased. Death comes to the shrimp who once filled this sea, and that oil keeps bubbling out. Death comes to the plants that lived in the sea. These plants once made air for you and me to breathe. Death comes to these plants that lived in the sea, and that oil keeps bubbling out. Death comes to Louisiana with slick black and brown, a dark storm descending on this beautiful town. Death comes to Louisiana, a slick black and brown, and that oil keeps bubbling out. Men kill this land for money and oil. I hope that they die for these crimes that we've told, and the bodies are buried deep in that soil, where that oil keeps bubbling out, where that oil keeps bubbling out.
I'm not sure what you think you're doing, but you don't belong here. Please, Don't be foolish. You must go now. You are in great danger. And you must get away while there's still a chance.
Human history is littered with the corpses of people who had stuff worth stealing. Animals. Water. Shiny things. Fertile land. Spices.
Nutmeg slice. Tea?
But when it came to stuff worth pinching, one continent had it all. Ivory, copper, cotton, rubber, wood, tin, gold, diamonds, and people. As cheap energy, slaves were unbeatable, until a less troublesome energy source was discovered, and a new era began. Human numbers increased 5 times over, and with each person wanting more and more stuff, oil became the resource worth fighting for all around the world.
Throwing up, fuck too much, caught a slut. Busting up kids on their way, stress too much, your head just gray. Sell drugs to get their cash, get caught, they beat your ass. Lock you up, take what they see. Spend your money on lawyer fees. Royalties come if you're hot, but if you're not, you got no cheese. This is for you motherfuckers, open up, breathe. For every action, there's a reaction. The cause and effect, what you give, you gon' get. Knowledge followed by process, preceded by thought. Know the past, so the same battles won't be fought. For every action, there's a reaction. The cause and effect.
Pray! This is my rifle. There are many like it, but this one is mine. My rifle is my best friend. It is my life.
I must master it as I must master my life. Without me, my rifle is useless. Without my rifle, I am useless.
I must fire my rifle true. I must shoot straighter than my enemy who is trying to kill me. I must shoot him before he shoots me. I will. Before God, I swear this creed. My rifle and myself are defenders of my country. We are the masters of our enemy. We are the saviors of my life. So be it, until there is no enemy, but peace. Amen.
At ease. Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Most of the assumptions that our society runs on are false. The major ones, the ones that we use to guide our planning. And these then lead to habits that we have that lead to a very unsustainable lifestyle. We've got a front end and a back end. And the front end goes in resources and the back end comes out waste. And that transformation that happens in our bodies is what allows us to develop and grow. But as an individual, we all reach a certain growth phase where we reach maturation and then we decline. In our economic system, It's the same thing. There are resource inputs to our whole economy. Every widget and gizmo you hold has stuff going into it that got mined from the earth and transported to a factory and turned into something that we now use. And all that produces waste. And that waste we call pollution. So we have this economic system which has resources going in, pollution going out, and the assumption is they can always get bigger. And the problem with that is impossible. Absolutely physically impossible. And yet we set up our institutional frameworks, our financial frameworks, and our habits and expectations as individuals based upon the availability of fossil fuel energy. And so we developed a culture that reinforces the idea that we can always get more.
College, get them grades, make more than minimum wage, make your music, keep it real, this can lead to a record deal, start beef, hardcore, next thing you start a war, drop bombs, people die, in the wrong place, homicide, taxes high, can't afford, what you need because you're poor, smoke weed in a daze, can't get a job that really pays, miss rent, get evicted, do the crime, get convicted, lose your mind, get restricted, is it all self-inflicted, too simplistic, can't get far, when it's a buck, raise the bar, you'll get big if you work real hard, and you got fat from eating hard, watch out for what you don't expect, things don't happen, that's cause and effect, what you neglect won't come around, what goes up must come down, for every action, there's a reaction, the cause and effect, what you give, you gon' get, knowledge, follow my process, proceed in my thought, through the past, and the same battles won't be fought, for every action, there's a reaction, the cause and effect.
But the big problem is flying. Just one return flight, say London to New York, would blow our entire carbon budget for about 3.5 years. Apparently, other than setting fire to a forest, flying is the single worst thing an ordinary individual can do to cause climate change.
There's no way we're going to fix this mess by adjustments at the margin. That this is about a fundamental rethinking of what it means to be human. A fundamental rethinking of our relationships with one another, our institutions, our culture. And it means exposing and penetrating the stories of empire that keep us locked into this system. They create a kind of cultural trance that says, you know, this is just, it's right, it's the only way it can be. And so all our economic stories about economic growth, about you need wealthy investors to grow the economy, that you know you shouldn't have welfare programs because they just coddle lazy people. All our stories about money, money is wealth, people who are making money are creating wealth, and so therefore they own it. This is all clouding the reality that economic growth is really about rich people expropriating the property of poor people and turning it into garbage to make money for rich people, which gives them more power relative to the people who do not have property, are not participants in the financial ownership system and the financial games that it plays.
The kind of atmosphere that this planet has is eminently suitable for human life. 1/5 oxygen and 4/5 nitrogen, and then traces of other gases. But some of those trace gases are becoming more abundant than they used to be. And so we have now the greenhouse effect in greater quantity. We have more carbon dioxide than we used to have. And we have some other greenhouse gases that are accumulating that are making the climate of the planet get warmer, which is going to change the distribution of various other species over the surface of the planet. Where you can grow crops is going to change. And we're beginning to kill off some of the life in places that we have been accustomed to interacting with existing species, both on land and in the oceans. We're not only overfishing the oceans, but as they warm up, there are certain species of sea life that will no longer thrive. There are these examples of other species of creatures that exist in finite environments with finite quantities of the resources that they need and finite disposal space and so on. And we can learn from the kind of experience that they have. And one good example is the wine vat, in which the juice from grapes or some other kind of fruit for that matter is fermented and turned into wine by the life processes of microorganisms. A form of yeast will do this. And if you think of a crock here in which you've put this mash of grape juice and so on, and you introduce some of that appropriate kind of yeast into it, they multiply and they consume the sugars, basically, that are in that mash, and they convert the sugar into alcohol and carbon dioxide. And the alcohol and the carbon dioxide mostly accumulate, and eventually the concentration of those byproducts of life becomes so great that it kills the yeast cells. So what was at the outset a marvelous, unspoiled environment in which they could proliferate and really live it up becomes an environment in which they can no longer exist. In effect, that's what we are doing now. We are so changing this planet on which we live that we might find ourselves in a position very similar to that of the yeast in the wine vat. So we're not going to like it, but eventually the population of this planet is going to be a whole lot less than 6 billion. The question that we face is, will it come about through voluntary or involuntary means? If it comes about by involuntary means, how horrendous are those involuntary means going to be?
Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? There are no answers, only choices.
Earth. Even the word sounded strange to me now. Unfamiliar. Did it matter? I tried to find the rhythm of the world where I used to live. I followed the current. I was silent, attentive. I made a conscious effort to smile, nod, stand, and perform the millions of gestures that constitute life on Earth. I studied these gestures until they became reflexes again. But I was haunted by the idea that I remembered wrong. Somehow I was wrong about everything.
Why are American cities designed so it's almost impossible not to have a car? Why were 100 railways in cities like New York, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles bought up and then deliberately destroyed? Why did the electric car get scrapped? Why were we, along with Australia, the only two countries not to sign the original Kyoto Climate Treaty? Why was an oil company lobbyist allowed to change official government reports on global warming? Why was the same PR firm employed by the tobacco industry to persuade the public that smoking is healthy, then employed by the oil industry to convince us there was still doubt about climate change? Alternative energy has been available for 50 years. Why have we barely used it? Why were solar panels taken off the White House? Because, right from the early days of the industry, the oil men and their obscene profits have had an unhealthy influence on the people running our country. And now, they are the people running our country. And they're providing the cash, too. Oil business isn't just in bed with the government. It is the government.
Someone's job and pay. When will we understand? No one will have a job if we destroy this land. No, 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 no. Someone's playing God. Deciding what should be alive and what should not. Someone plays with fire, but you know we're only building our own funeral pyre. How can we sit here intellectualizing when we know what's happening is wrong? Causing mass extinction. Machines on human lives to prolong. Someone's playing God, deciding who should be alive and who should not. Someone plays with fire, but you know he's only building his own funeral pyre. For the few who live in luxury, perhaps it's up to you and I. To save this world, we'll have to put up one hell of a good fight. A good fight. And we have a voice, the bodies that are strong as the mountain. Yes, we have a choice. Destruction or do something to defend the earth. Defend the earth. Do what you can, do what you must, but just do something to defend the earth. Defend the earth. Do what you can, do what you must, but just do something to defend the earth. Defend the earth. Do what you can, do what you must, but just do something to defend the earth. Defend the earth. Do what you can. But you must, but just do something to defend the earth. Defend the earth.
It's a fool looks for logic in the chambers of the human heart.